I read the other day, yesterday, that there are two options with the Superdome. Oh, by the way, one more thing about this Mary Landrieu business. Bush did not say nobody anticipated the levees would fail before the hurricane. This is a key thing that you people must know. She took the president's quote out of context. He was talking after the storm had passed and the levees at that point held. The city was dry the second day. Nobody anticipated then that the levees would break. That's what he was talking about. If they had survived the storm, then nobody expected them to break after that. And that's probably true. On the part of a lot of people. I know they were told to go to the Superdome, but even then they had to walk to the Superdome. And they had to bring their own food and water to the Superdome. Why? Because even the local experts thought it was going to be just a period of hours that they will spend shielded and protected from wind and rain, and they'd come out and go home. We also know that when any level of bureaucracy fails, the first order of business is to point blame at some other bureaucracy, to try to take the heat off of the people who are directly responsible for the failure to enact already written, documented, and even tested evacuation plans. Now, by the way, it also stipulates that for people who have no transportation, that city, municipal transportation, school buses, public buses will be used to get them out of the city. Remember, these people were told to walk to the Superdome or to get there on their own, however they could get there, to bring their own food. This is their local government that was promising them all these years to take care of them. Bring your own food, use the Hoof Express, get yourself to the Superdome. By the way, we don't expect the electricity to last all night because it's a bad storm. So we know the bathrooms aren't going to work. When was the bad Mississippi River flood? It was back in the 90s sometime. Was it 96? We talked about this last week. I remember some people called here that we shouldn't bail out people who lived on the floodplain. They know they should live there. They used to have their own insurance. Why should we bail them out? Remember those calls? Well, during the debates in Washington on relief efforts for those lives damaged and destroyed by the, or livelihoods, I should say, damaged and destroyed by those floods, Maxine Waters wrote in. She's the congressperson from South Central Los Angeles. And Maxine Waters said, I'm not going to vote for this until every one of my citizens, every one of my constituents in my district gets $300 cash. And of course, everybody said, what? You got to be kidding. So she stomped her foot and said, no, I'm not. And she ended up getting it. They had a flood relief package for Mississippi River flood victims and related damage. Maxine Waters' constituents in South Central. I think it's the same thing. They got $300. Where I part ways from you is that man is causing it. There is no evidence of that. Zilch, zero, nada. There's nothing more than a 25-year shrill campaign to create subconsciously the idea in everybody's mind that when it gets hot in July and hot in August, it must be global warming. When it gets cold and a snowstorm happens in January and it happens a little bit, be more intense than it was last year, it must be global warming. Nobody can prove it. Nobody can prove that man's causing this. To me, the proof that man is not causing is that there's nothing we can do to stop it. This hurricane was said to be caused by global warming. Well, this hurricane weakened right before it hit, and it had nothing to do with the ocean temperature. It had to do with some dry air that it encountered and pushed it further east. So it was there. It was ready to go. FEMA is not a first response agency. FEMA's got 2,500 employees. Nancy Pelosi probably voted to put FEMA in Homeland Security. This is my point. These people get to run around acting like spectators and bystanders. They are the ones that create this red tape. They are the ones that create bureaucracy upon bureaucracy upon bureaucracy. We also know that President Bush on Sunday begged the governor to get everybody out there, declare an emergency. She said, no, I need 24 hours to decide. We now have the mayor, Ray Nagin, and we have the audio of this happen on CNN today. The mayor is now trying to pass the buck to the governor, claiming that the governor was the one that was holding up the decision-making process.
We also know that the governors are in charge of the National Guard. Everybody wants to know, why didn't Bush send the guard? Well, the governors have to do this, and that's why Bush wanted her to declare an emergency so that he could get a foot in the door.